leader!
Week two of the parliamentary year for MPs and the first question time for David Carter, the new speaker whose gown with its wide white shoulder wig attracted the eye of New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Point of order, Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Seeing as this is the start of your term as a speaker, perhaps you could explain to us, because we're full of curiosity, as to the background of the regalia you're wearing.
I can, Mr. Peters. It was presented to me about half an hour ago, and it symbolises in Māori, goodwill, honour and peace to the House.
David Carter then presided over a relatively peaceful question time, which began with this rangefinder from opposition leader David Shearer.
To the Prime Minister, does he stand by all his statements?
Clearly not.
Mr. Speaker, yes.
Oh.
Mr. Shearer then quickly drew a bead on Mr. Key's meeting with his Australian counterpart, Julia Gillard, and their plan for New Zealand to take on some boat people.
The Prime Minister, did he offer to take 150 of Australia's boat people, or was it requested by Australia?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I made the suggestion. I made the suggestion for the following reasons. In my opinion, A, Australia has much greater capacity to disinterrupt and ensure that boats actually don't leave, disrupt, shall I say, boats that would otherwise leave for our shores. Secondly, in my opinion, it would encourage them to keep boats that might they might otherwise shepherd across the Tasman. And thirdly, it gives us the optionality to send mass arrivals that could come in New Zealand if we so chose to change the law to camps offshore.
Mr. Key then had to reach back more than a decade for a defence to this question from the Labor leader.
Is it correct that he went down to Queenstown last week to fight for the welfare rights of Kiwis in Australia and came back with 150 of Australia's boat people?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no, that's not correct. Interestingly enough, Mr. Speaker, I did go to Queenstown last weekend to discuss the deal that the Labor government did in 2001 to stop New Zealanders getting entitled, and Phil Gough was the Minister of Foreign Affairs and he stitched New Zealanders up. So I came back with the knowledge that I pointed that out to Julia Gillard.
And the new speaker also had to rule on his first request for a snap debate from Brendan Horan and Matiria Ture. It was about the ministerial inquiry into Novapay. Mr. Carter agreed that it was a suitable topic but lacked urgency.
I'm not persuaded that setting aside the business of the House for an urgent debate can be justified today.
Nevertheless, as Hrish Lyon now reports, Education Minister Heke Aparata had to face questions about Novapay from Labor's Chris Hipkins.
Did she read all of the relevant cabinet papers before she agreed that Novapay would be rolled out? If not, why not?
Heke Aparata.
Mr. Speaker, the primary question asks, did I regret the decision? And clearly, with hindsight, the decision in respect of Novapay wasn't the best decision, and it has created incredible problems for everyone. And that hindsight would have served the Labor Ministers of Education who progressed and signed the contract, and for whom that member was an advisor.
Though now in the role of Labor Party Associate Education Spokesperson, Chris Hipkins wasn't put off his line of questioning.
Does she stand by her decision to sign off the implementation of Novapay, despite the fact that there were 142 known faults with the system before it went live, or before she signed it off at going live, the contingencies initially put in place had been removed, and the phased implementation initially proposed had been abandoned in favour of immediate full implementation? If so, why?
Honourable Heke Aparata.
Mr. Speaker, as I've already said, I do stand by the decision in the circumstances of the time, in the advice that was offered, in the papers that were before me, in terms of the independent and external advisers that offered the advice. At the time, I considered it to be the best decision. In hindsight, it is clear that better decisions could have been made, but hindsight could serve all of us better as well.
Education Minister Heke Aparata.
That report from Hrish Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.